Americans speak English, which is why this new PSA airing in New York City is in a foreign language, featuring the new communist Muslim immigrant mayor, Zoran Mamdani, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, announcing that the anchor babies, the spawn of illegal aliens, can now get free daycare.
Hola.
Mi español no es el mejor.
No, no te preocupes, alcalde.
He's apologizing for not being fluent enough in a foreign language in America, unable to clearly communicate with those who have invaded us, so he has his translator here to communicate for him. If your anchor baby, if your anchor baby is turning 3 or 4 in 2026, you can enroll them in free 3K or pre-K in New York City. But you must apply by February 27th, which is the deadline. Any New York City parent, regardless of your occupation, meaning also if you have no occupation, income, or immigration status, they're eligible to sign up their anchor baby. You see, they're taking a page out of the Somali pirate playbook, which have been pulling this scam in Minnesota, which is why Jacob Fry there, the mayor of Minneapolis, learned their language in an attempt to try to win over their votes for re-election.
Maaga Egawa Jacob Fry, Doke Magalada, Minneapolis. Damaan Sha'abka Somaliyed, Kayamid Mogadishu.
A few years ago, this would just be a meme. This would be a joke that a mayor of a major American city or any American city is learning a foreign language and then putting out PSAs to those foreigners in attempts to get them to vote for him. But that's what happens in America since we've been invaded by 30 plus million illegal aliens. And that's why the State of the Union address hit so hard this year, because President Trump continuously went after not just the illegals from Central America, Mexico, but from Somalia as well, literally calling them Somali pirates. This may be one of the best clips in State of the Union history.
The Somali pirates who ransacked Minnesota remind us that there are large parts of the world where bribery, corruption, and lawlessness are the norm.
Props to the C-SPAN cameraman who decided to cut to Ilhan Omar.
Not the exception. Importing these cultures through unrestricted immigration and open borders brings those problems right here to the USA. And it is the American people who pay the price in higher medical bills, car insurance rates.
And we're paying for their children to be taken care of as well. After the State of the Union address on Tuesday, President Trump posted a lengthy message on Truth Social calling out Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib as, well, obviously being low IQ, and saying that they should be sent back from where they came from as soon as possible. But unfortunately, they are legal immigrants, or at least Ilhan Omar is. Rashida Tlaib is an anchor baby who was born from Palestinian immigrants. This is why we shouldn't allow any more immigrants into America, period, because especially the ones from non-white countries end up becoming like this.
ICE is a creation of a department that was dismantled, and I think it is time for us to dismantle ICE and work on creating immigration enforcement that is lawful.
For Democrats, of course, quote, immigration reform and immigration enforcement means just rubber stamping citizenship to anyone who happens to break into our country.
That is humane and that treats people with the justice and dignity that they deserve.
American citizens are not being treated with the justice and dignity that we deserve. We do not need to be paying for these people to come here, have children, and then undermine our government by then becoming members of Congress. There's another one who should go back to Africa with Ilhan Omar. This is Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley.
April, again, is someone who's been calling for the defunding and abolishing of it since 2018. It cannot be reformed. This is not about training, in my opinion. This is not about new standards or protocols. If the KKK cannot be reformed, then ICE certainly cannot be, because this is just another group of masked white militia.
Actually, a significant percentage of ICE workers and Border Patrol are of Mexican heritage. Okay. Probably like a third of the Border Patrol are not even white. And now the Somali pirates in Minnesota are demanding reparations because the ICE operations there have hurt their feelings.
We have suffering since starting for ICE.
We have suffering since starting of ICE. I think she means they've been suffering since the start of the ICE operations, rounding up the convicted criminals among them.
We wanna whoever bring over here, we wanna they be.
I think that means that they obviously wanna bring whoever they want over here, chain migration. Wanna bring more Somalis from that bleep hole country.
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking our government and our state. We are taxpayer. We need.
I'm asking our government and our state. We are taxpayers. Sure you are.
Pay back whatever they committed ICE.
We need payback whatever they committed ICE. Okay. No. They're also demanding that landlords not be allowed to evict Somali immigrants because they're not paying their rent.
We also demand an immediate help to evictions so families are not pushed to homelessness during the crisis.
We demand an immediate end to evictions so that the Somalis aren't evicted. And then there's this one who surprisingly does speak English, who brags about the incredible cultural enrichment that the Somalis are bringing to America.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American. But it's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people don't really see, like, you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice, but that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice, but you're gonna get what I mean.
I think we understand just fine. You're from a bleep hole country, your culture is garbage, and that's why we don't want any of you here.
I don't want to see Somalia. I don't want to see a woman that, you know, marries her brother to get in and then becomes a congressman, does nothing but complain. All she does is complain. And yet her country's a mess. You know, it's one of the worst in the world. Let her go back, fix up her own country. Somalia, yeah, and I was right about it. You know, I started complaining about Somalia long before the scandal.
That's right. Remember when the cable news networks had a complete meltdown for 24 hours straight after word leaked out that President Trump had referred to Haiti and African nations as bleep hole countries? I would play that old montage, but the only one that I could find in my archives is an uncensored one, and I don't want to have to spend a half an hour going through and bleeping it, but I'm sure we all remember those compilations. And another obvious truth that needs to be said out loud more often is that immigrants are dumbing down America. We see all the stats from the literacy rates dropping, and it's because the immigrants and their anchor babies aren't assimilating to American culture, aren't speaking our language, they're coming from low IQ areas. And it's just been a big mystery why, especially California schools, continue to struggle with test scores in reading and math. Sure, there's always going to be a couple exceptions to the rule. Some of the legal immigrants that come and then excel to the pinnacles of corporate America, often infiltrating the big tech companies and then implementing anti-American policies, which then censor our speech. But that's a whole other story. I think we're all well aware of the other reason why literacy rates are struggling in certain areas. And so now a pediatric hospital in Columbus, Ohio, where there's one-third of the demographics are of African-American descent, are now screening the children there for reading ability. And surprisingly, they used an accurate photo of the usual suspects. Do you realize how rare it is these days to actually have a picture that illustrates an article accurately? I mean, we're so used to things being completely upside down and backwards, like this New York Post article about how Gen Z loves the self-checkout because it makes shoplifting easy, which has an Asian woman pictured at the self-checkout, the least likely demographic of all to shoplift. Of course, the United States isn't the only country that's been plagued by mass immigration from third world migrants who have no intention or ability to assimilate. Part of that plan, obviously, is to do the same to Europe as well, which is why now Mohammed is the number one baby name for male children born in the UK. And this over on GB News, Great Britain News, they're now very upset that there are too many white people enjoying the public parks over there.
We've got a problem. It's and actually it's a lot about the national parks and getting people out there and making national parks for everybody. And one of the problems is dogs. And and actually this isn't just about the
because Muslims don't like dogs.
Okay. The fact that a lot of Muslims find dogs very difficult. Mm. It is about people who do not know how to control their dog.
That's what it is about. So now another instance of the invaders invading a country and then the native inhabitants and the heritage inhabitants having to change their culture to accommodate the foreigners. The diversity police and anti-whites in America have identified that same problem in our national parks as well.
America's national parks and public lands have long been places of refuge in times of turmoil. But new government data first shared with ABC News shows people of color are less likely to take advantage of the great outdoors.
Who is logging the race of the people who visit national parks? It's been shared exclusively with ABC News. Racially profiling the visitors of national parks and then releasing a report or leaking it to ABC News, complaining that there are just too many white people who like to go there.
Our Devin Dwyer takes a look at why that is and why it's so important for our collective health and the future of the parks themselves.
Well, the reason for that is because different cultures enjoy different hobbies. Some enjoy the great outdoors. Others prefer more urban activities.
Ooh, this lady in here stealing with her kids. Ooh, it's so obvious.
She pulled out a gun, by the way, if you can't see that.
Ma'am, don't touch us.
Move, ma'am.
Can't walk out here. You can't.
Mother of the Year award right there. And speaking of diversity, this clip just went viral this week. I don't know if this is a resurfaced clip that's from a couple years ago, because this movie's from 2023. This is actor Sid Mikkelsen and the director of the film called The Promised Land, which is set in like the 1750s. It's a historical drama about Ireland. And this is one of the questions a reporter asked them.
This is a cast and a Danish production, which is entirely Nordic. It therefore has some lack of diversity, you would say, as also new rules are implied in
what
Hollywood.
What are you on to?
Sorry, but
from the get-go.
From the get-go, there is said some... Okay.
Well, first of all, the film takes place in Denmark in the 1750s.
The new rules in Hollywood that the reporter was asking about is a reference to the DEI standards that the Oscars, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Art and Sciences, have implemented for films to even be nominated for an Oscar, where the lead or significant supporting actors have to be from underrepresented non-white racial or ethnic groups. They have to have LGBTQ people on the staff. The storyline has to involve like women, central figures, or other racial or ethnic groups. We all know the drill. But the anti-whiteism campaign is backfiring because now more people than ever are noticing it and speaking out against it and expressing that they are proud to be white.
Lucky for me, I don't have to imagine.
The comment said, imagine being white, to try to insult her for being white.
I'm not sorry that I'm proud of who my parents are and the culture of my ancestors. I'm not ashamed of who I am, and no amount of anti-white propaganda will ever make me ashamed.
That's right, and while I do sell this classic I Love White People shirt from my online store, markdice.com, this one is kind of geared for the non-white fans, just to show their appreciation for everything that we have done for this great country, for all of the other cultures who have been allowed to come here. But sorry, at this point we are full, which is why I also sell the Sorry No Vacancy Deport Them All shirt. Available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.